Welcome to the worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. Coming up,
Johnny got so upset with himself, he actually, for the first time ever, apologised to me.
You mean to tell me we've done 2 minutes for you to just tell me this?
Yeah, seriously?
Yeah, it was good though, wasn't it?
Oh, mate.
We're both prima donnas.
we're both a pain to work with.
Let's begin.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going? That's Khalid, isn't it?
How are you?
Yeah, of course it is.
How are you, both of you? All
recognize.
Okay?
Yeah, we're fine. Are you all right, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm okay.
A little bit of a cold, actually.
Yeah, you Khalid. Sound a little bit bunged up.
A little bit nasally.
A little bit nasally. Mm. But Khalid doesn't care. He doesn't care. You don't care, do you?
Of course Khalid
cares. I do. Don't worry. I do care.
What do you mean, don't worry? I do care. I'm not worried.
Khalid,
not worried.
Do you have any good cures for the common cold?
Yeah. What's a good Omani cure for the cold?
Well, we normally, for the cold, we use the lemon with honey.
Yeah. Oh, everyone does that.
And ginger, but with hot water. Not
hot water.
Cold.
Yeah, that's what everyone does.
Yeah, because it works. Yeah. It's great. It's very nice.
It works. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
We just give ourselves some impression, oh, it's going to work. With a mind, what you call this, you just make your mind feel like, yeah, you're going to get the
Yeah, that's called a placebo, we call that.
But
placebo effect.
It's soothing. Just like our voices every weekday morning.
Hi, ladies. What it is when you have something that people swear by, oh, you should do this, you should gargle with
exactly.
vinegar. You think that, you know, because you've been told that and it's a bit crazy, you think it's going to work. Well, it is, though. They're all old wives' tales.
Sometimes it do, because when your body will just believe that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the power of the placebo is quite strong.
The power of the placebo, the power of your ginger and your lemon there.
The power of
going
love.
In. The power of love. You just need a good wife. That's what you need. And you'll be all
okay.
fine. All right, Khalid, have you got anything else? Anything else you'd like to share with Oman?
Good morning to everybody. Good morning to both of you.
And, so nothing. Nothing then, right?
Have
nothing.
A
nothing.
Also.
All right.
See you later, buddy.
Have a lovely weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. If I woke up,
Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. The worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Researchers have found that procrastination...
That's where you put it off. You put off those things that you could do, like, in 5 minutes. Just put it off till tomorrow.
Well, it can be genetic.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
So give your parents a call and tell them it's their fault. Or, you know, do it tomorrow.
Do it tomorrow, yeah. when I wake up
in the morning... The worst of the High FM Morning Show with Robin and Johnny.
Go!
Sorry about that.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Who's this?
I am Rashid Ismail Al-Belushi.
Okay. Rashid, all right, okay. So did the phone connect straight away when you dialed the number 22000959, or did you have to wait about 20 seconds and you thought that there was something wrong with the phone?
Actually not. I call it direct, go to you.
Wow, okay. Because some people have got to wait 20 seconds and we've only found that out recently and we don't know how long that's been going on. Anyway,
maybe I thought that it's because of the rain. No.
This was happening before the rain.
Yeah,
this was happening before
but
the rain.
In true High FM style, we didn't notice it was going on for quite a while.
It might have been going on for years.
Yeah.
It might have been years, Rashid. We don't know.
I will talk about what you said for the cold. It's very good. Very hot water and drink it as a tea only.
As tea only?
Hang on.
Not adding tea, just hot water.
Rashid,
what are you doing?
How hot should the water be?
Oh, shut up.
No. Don't drink it as like one time. No, just you drink it as a breakfast tea. You drink it little by little.
Hang on, let me get this straight, Rashid, right? So just hot water.
Just hot water.
Sharp.
In tea. Cup,
yeah.
One shot. No, it's little by little, like tea.
Yeah.
And it will clean everything.
Rashid, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the kitchen right now.
Don't do that.
And I'm going to... Well,
you'll never come back.
No, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to take Rashid's advice.
And drink some hot water.
Yeah, I'm going to drink some hot water.
All right.
For the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah.
Rashid, thanks for that. I mean, I was expecting something a little more than just hot water.
No.
No. top water, I'm telling you. All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
See you, goodbye.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show. Woke up, wake
up. Hi FM, it is Oman's number one hit music station.
Good morning.
Johnny is drinking hot water.
I'd like to welcome you to Congestion Gate.
That is somebody called and said, just hot water.
Rashid got in touch and
we'll clean it up.
We'll clean it up. Now, I'm not really a massive fan, Rashid, if I'm honest. It's funny, my brain is trying to create flavours because there is none.
Placebo.
But it is just hot water.
It's just hot water. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, you know...
It is.
Don't slam it.
And I work with you.
Well, if you've got
that's how bad it is.
If you've got a better idea, I can become less ill.
Don't do it.
959 is our telephone number.
Call.
Give us a call.
Don't call.
Let me know your cure for the common cold.
I have an apology to make right now to my wife.
Yeah.
Last night, she got very angry with me.
Well.
We're in the kitchen. And you know when people just remember something and you can see it in their face?
Oh, I am married to you. I know I was.
No. That's not what the apology is about.
No.
So she turned around in the kitchen, furious, with a look in her eye, and she went, I can't believe what you said on the radio today. I'm like, what? She went, you've told everyone where I park my car.
No, but it's only where she parks her car when it's raining. Oh, okay. It's by the mosque, wasn't it?
Shut up, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm trying to visit the mosque.
Shush!
All right, okay.
Shush, because she got very angry.
Did she?
Yeah, very angry.
See, what I'm doing there is I'm joining you. She's going to be angry at me now.
She's going to be angry at you.
Yeah, yeah. She'll forget about the anger with you.
No, she doesn't.
No,
she's constantly angry at you.
Yeah.
Constantly.
There'll be a new reason.
So, does the apology mean anything now?
No, it doesn't. Not really.
No.
But you
I started out, my heart was in it. I wanted to apologise.
Okay, well, go on. The floor's yours.
I'm sorry for telling everybody where you park your car. I am sorry. I'll never do it again.
Yeah, but you will though, won't you?
Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
Wake up in the morning.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Pamela Anderson.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Is it Pamela Anderson's birthday?
No, I don't know.
Why are you doing that?
I had a good guess.
Stop it. Amber Heard has just turned 38 years old.
Oh, happy
I can
birthday.
Tell you, for her birthday, she stayed in bed all day. And if you're wondering what happened when she had to go to the bathroom, then you've not been paying attention at all.
No, you've not, have you?
Robin and Johnny. Every morning. On High FM.
High FM. When, Robin, was the last time you bought something with cash?
At the weekend.
Yeah.
Talabat. I always do Talabat, and I always pay in cash on Talabat, just in case anything happens.
Yeah.
And then I'm fine.
Right.
I don't have to go through all the rigmarole that I read people
It's not that hard.
It is.
Just
if you pay
in touch with Talabat.
No.
And you go,
no.
This
I don't need that. I'll pay in cash. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay.
So
when was the last time you did it in a shop though?
Ages ago.
A long time.
Yeah. Really, really long time ago. In fact, I would say, right, this is going to blow your mind, I would say about a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Oh, no, I lie again.
Here we go.
It was about 3 weeks ago because I also get my hair cut and I pay that in cash.
Oh, you pay that in cash as well. Right. Okay.
But...
No.
Well, you asked me. Where's he going? He's taking his headphones off in disgust. You ask me a question, I answer it. Realise I've told you something. Actually, that's not true, Johnny. I'll give you the in-depth answer.
Okay, come
on. And now you're complaining about it.
Tell me again.
So, my haircut, Talabat.
Right.
Apart from that, I don't play in cash, and I would say it was about a year ago.
Okay. I've kind of lost my patience for doing this bit now.
I think everybody has. I think we understand where you're going, though.
Wake up! This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High.
Johnny, what's the biggest regret of your life?
You really want to know?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so about 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
I actually remember it really well.
Yeah.
So I was sat at the job that I had at the time.
Yeah.
I had this little production office.
Yeah, come on.
I got a phone call.
Yeah.
And I had to rush into, there was a boardroom there.
Right, yeah. Like a sneaky phone call?
Yeah,
sneaky phone call. Yeah.
It was quite a long phone call.
Yeah.
It was quite serious. And
Yeah, what happened?
Then I accepted a job to come here.
You got me. Researchers surveyed hundreds of adults, yeah, ranging from 20 years old to 80, and asked them to list their biggest regrets, right?
Yeah.
Half of women still have deep, deep regrets...
About meeting you.
About...
Sorry.
About the one that got away.
Oh.
Right? Men also regret the one that got away, yeah, but their one is a high-paying job.
Right.
Yeah, mate, you've got to always remember that one day you'll be lying on your deathbed, mm, and the one thing you don't want to say is, if only I did that.
Yeah.
Even if you do it and you fail, you can always say that you tried it.
If only I'd have put some more money in crypto.
Hodl. If only I'd hodled.
Yeah. Oh.
So, you know, don't have regrets in your life. Live each day like it's your last.
Right.
And if in doubt, ask yourself, what would Calm Larry do?
Doesn't want to see you down. Doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry.
Calm Larry.
Calm Larry is in town for you.
I went to the big boss Ehab the other day and asked him for a pay rise. I told him three different companies were after me and I deserve more money. He asked me which companies they were. Well, there's electricity, there's water, and my internet provider.
It's Calm Larry.
Robin Banks.
That's me. Hello, Johnny Morris.
Not only a star on the radio in Oman.
Thank you.
But he's also on a very specific Facebook group.
What? Oh, Dull Men's Club.
The Dull Men's Club.
I am a top contributor on the Dull Men's Club.
And what does that say?
I don't mind. I'm proud of that.
What's your latest post on there?
My latest post is about the laces on my shoes. Yeah. Or should I say the lack of laces?
Oh.
Because I bought these elastic strands, yes, I guess that you could call them, bits of elastic, that replace your actual shoelaces,
okay,
so I don't need to tie my shoes
anymore.
I'll
be honest, and this is probably bad, but
they're great, mate.
I don't find that dull.
You don't?
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Good morning.
With Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
There's a new restaurant in Italy.
Is there?
And they're trying something cool. Well, that's just the one that's trying this, actually.
Okay, right.
They're giving diners a free bottle of grape juice.
Okay.
If you give up your phone when you go in.
Ah.
So what they do is they take your phone from you, they put it in a box.
Yeah.
And they lock it, even with a key.
Yeah.
They give that key to you, because we're paranoid people. This restaurant is in Verona, and it's called Al Condominio.
Yeah.
And they said they wanted to try something new, and they thought it would be a fun way to encourage diners to be more present with their companions.
I like that.
I like it too.
I like that a lot, yeah.
Now, giving up your phone is optional, but with a generous perk, like a bottle of juice, they say the response has been very, very positive indeed. The very positive.
You sounded like Count Dracula then.
Very good. Most of us have a really hard time making it through a meal without pulling out our phones, right?
Yeah.
Even when we're out at a restaurant. But it seems many of us would gladly give that up if we got a discount. Now, I'd love to see this catching on, and I'd be willing to do this for any discount. A free appetizer, a side of fries, that'd attract me.
What about a free phone?
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, yeah.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
Wake up in the morning.
In the morning.
Ah! Wake me up. Wake me up.
This is High FM.
Now, I would like to transport you, Robin.
Oh, yeah? Where are we going?
To the tasteful delights...
Oh, yeah?
...of my new restaurant.
Oh!
Ah, welcome along to Ristorante Tortellini.
Johnny,
please, sir, come in.
Yeah, okay, hi.
We are the best pizzeria in the whole of Sicily.
Wow, I was wondering what you were doing after you finished the High FM morning show.
My mama says so herself. Please,
this way.
Step over my grandmother.
Okay.
She is just sleeping in the car.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
Don't upset the fat Tony. He's doing some very important business.
He's very big. Very big.
Okay, sir, you can sit here.
Okay, hang on one second. All right, just here, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Oh, That was my sound effect of the chair just off the cuff like that.
Here is our menu. At Ristorante Tortellini, we have the best pizzas in all of Italia.
Can I not use this menu, please? Can I have a QR code instead? I want a QR
code. So I did not use the QR codes.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm really glad about that.
So what pizza would you like?
I would like a Hawaiian, please.
Okay. Yeah.
Thin crust. Can you do thin crust? I know Italians.
Of course, sir.
Oh, really?
Anything you like, sir.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Now,
thank you.
Sir, this is very embarrassing, but I've forgotten the main ingredients for a pizza.
Oh.
Can you remind me?
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. You're Italian. This is a pizzeria.
Sir, I have forgotten.
Oh, all right.
Please, tell me the ingredients of a pizza.
You know how to make a base, yeah? You know how to make the pizza base?
How do I make a pizza base,
Robin?
Oh,
come on. Right, I'm going.
No. Please,
okay.
Please, tell me.
Flour and water, basically.
Yes,
and,
okay.
And knead it up and then throw it in the air a few times.
Right.
I want to see that.
Yes.
And then...
And then what am I putting on top of
then
the
you're
pizza?
Putting some tomato. Some
tomato? Mamma mia!
I'm back in the real world.
Robin, you won't be having any authentic Italian pizza with tomato sauce on it.
Well, of course you do.
Because that was only added to pizza after Italians emigrated to the USA.
Hang on, you mean to tell me we've done 2 minutes of me being in your Italian restaurant for you to just tell me this? Seriously?
Yeah, it was good though, wasn't it?
Oh, mate.
I sent you all the way there to beautiful sunny Sicily.
Oh, mate, I was even going with you on the whole thing. I even added in little bits about the QR code just to set the atmosphere. And then you hit me with, tomato was only added to pizza.
It was these Italians who added it to the original pizza.
I don't care anymore.
And sought to improve it.
Don't care.
With a newfound ingredient, because tomatoes grew in the Americas at the time, but
great.
Not
brilliant.
In Italy.
I don't care. I'm moving on. As I'm sure the audience did at least 2.5 minutes ago.
Get up right now.
Robin and Johnny. Early in the morning. On High FM.
22-000-959 is the phone number.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Hi, good morning.
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 I hope you enjoyed your pizza.
Oh, man. Please,
I
stop
don't
it.
Know why you don't find this interesting, Robin. Pizzas didn't used
to... All right, I'm taking him down.
Awesome.
Listen, if Johnny does a bit, okay, stop calling and laughing at it.
It's a little bit like saying that...
Potato.
Didn't used to be potatoes, you know?
Shut up.
That's how groundbreaking it is. And I gave all to you with an educational little bit.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for calling. You've obviously, there's something wrong with your head, right?
No. I tried my best.
Yeah, goodbye.
Would you like one of my pizzas?
I'm laughing now, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Wake them up. This is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. Let's go.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
There's a new study out on dating apps.
Okay.
And it claims that men are making a huge mistake on their profiles.
Okay.
They're talking about this too much. On their profiles.
Going to the gym.
Nearly. Sports.
Sports.
Sports. They are talking about too much. What,
yeah.
Men talking about sports? What? You don't
no,
say?
No,
what?
Men, there's this idea of uploading a picture of you in the gym or you playing football or you...
And the ladies will love it.
And the ladies will love it. And no, they don't.
No.
They think it's...
Go on, Johnny. Come on, Johnny. This is the problem that Johnny has on a first date.
Smug,
they think.
Too cocky. There
there's
we go.
There's nothing wrong with listing hobbies like playing or watching sports, but sharing sports-related anecdotes, or as Johnny said, the pictures,
yeah.
They're just not interested in it. But if you're trying to stand out to a potential partner, as you are if you're on these dating apps, you should include a diverse set of hobbies and interests, they're saying.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing is you can make them up.
Just lie. So just, Johnny's basically saying, if you do, ladies, any ladies listening, any single ladies who happen to come across Johnny on a dating app, just know from listening to this bit, it's all a lie. Johnny's probably using a picture of me.
How'd you know that?
Oh, this is Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
I woke up
I want to tell you about my most recent follow on Insta.
No. Why?
Well, I just want to tell you because, you know, I find it interesting.
Is it somebody like a celebrity? Is it somebody big? Is it... Oh, no, he's already stalking you.
This is so... not him.
You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah. And it's someone that I'm following.
Right.
It's an account that I'm following.
Okay.
I want to tell you about it.
They've refollowed you back.
Bins underscore of... underscore
Oman
Congleton.
What? Bins of Congleton?
Of Congleton.
Where's Congleton?
It's a little place in the UK.
Right.
Andy Bailey, what he does is he...
takes photos of bins.
Yeah, he takes photos of bins or trash cans and he puts them on his account and he rates them out of 25.
And he's just started following you.
So, no, I'm following him. I'm just telling you about this incredible account.
Yeah, but you started by saying that he's following you.
No, I said my latest follow, as in I'm following him.
You said my latest follower.
No, I said follow.
Oh, okay.
Well, here we go. You've got to listen up
because
to these
there'd
things.
Be a reason why he'd be following you if he loves bins and rubbish and stuff like that.
He scores the bins out of 25 in five categories.
Great.
The personality of the bin, how pristine the bin is.
I wish he was following you.
And performance.
All these things you'd score really low on. Or maybe high on his scale.
One of his favourite bins is the one he calls the Taylor Swift one.
Right.
It's because it's been there since 1989.
Man.
He's hoping to grow his followers. That's that's why I want to promote him and maybe send him this audio.
Great.
He's hoping to launch a trash can calendar.
Don't care.
For next year.
Brilliant.
12 bins, 12 months.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. We all get how a calendar works. Thanks, Johnny. This is a rubbish bit.
Yeah.
Ironically, send him this audio. You'll probably be an administrator of that page before long. I need you to wake up.
Yeah, yeah. Robin and Johnny in the morning.
The morning show. Hi FM.
Hi FM. This is Robin and Johnny. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah.
What? Are you all right?
No, I'm not okay, actually.
What's up? Okay, everybody, stop what you're doing. Johnny's not all right.
Someone's put my microphone on a slant.
Well, that's obviously you.
I don't know. Well, it must have been like this for the last hour and I've not realised.
Oh, right, okay.
See? That's very, very distracting.
Well, can you not broadcast with your microphone being on a slant?
Well, I can.
You should be a professional enough broadcaster to be able to, you know, take these things.
Yes, but
there's this old saying, the show must go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your microphone's on a slant.
Right, yeah, but you can...
That's it,
to
is
be
it?
Fair, you complain when the air conditioning isn't at the right speed.
Mate, microphone on a slant and air conditioning on either Arctic or Sahara.
No, it's the sound of the air conditioning, isn't it? It needs to be on the right speed for you.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it messes with your head.
Yes, it does. Yeah, all right.
See?
I'll give you
right?
that.
We're both prima donnas.
We're both a pain to work with.
Oh, look, it's the worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
Hello.
You see these people with podcasts on social media all the time.
That's us.
Who say that they survive on 4 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And they do just fine. I saw this guy once who said that he manages to live 3 days in one day.
What?
He has 3 full days in one day.
Because he doesn't sleep. Right, okay, I get you.
And therefore, his lifespan is longer. That's the argument that he argues.
In my dark days, I would have argued that too.
Yeah.
Google me.
You'd have done it with some confidence as well.
I would have done.
He does it with great confidence.
Yeah,
and you watch
yeah.
the video and you go, oh yeah. And then you turn it off and you go, what an absolute...
I'll have a nap now.
Yeah, I'll have a little
That's
sleep.
Made me a little tired.
Some scientists in New York.
New York City.
Have tested some of the myths about sleep.
Oh.
And a lack of it to see if it's actually scientifically provable
just,
that it's good for
mate,
you.
Mate, just ask me.
And
I'll tell you.
Yeah, sleeping on 5 or less hours of sleep a night is actually incredibly bad for your health.
Are you listening to this? Robin, are you all right?
No,
I'm dying.
Here are a few other things about sleep that you should know. Here are the conclusions. If you snore loudly when asleep, this can cause health problems.
Because of my wife smacking me in the mouth.
Exactly. That's Jeepers. The main reason why. You should never wake anyone who's sleepwalking.
It's the only exercise that I get.
Well, there we go. Exactly. And the quality of your sleep will improve immeasurably.
If you get divorced.
If you change your mattress.
Change your mattress?
Yeah, ideally change it from a double to a single so you sleep
there
on
you
your
go.
Own.
See? I was ahead of you on that one.
Ooh.
Wake up. Wake up with you next to me.
This is Robin and Johnny in the morning.
On High FM.
I know you love a world record. I mean, your wife, she
got
loves
two of them.
She's got two of them.
Two official Guinness World Records.
She loves them even more than you.
She headed up that for Oman in the last 2 years. Just want to drop that in there. Hang on, let me pick that up.
Nice little mention there. Very good. Moustache lovers from across America.
I hope you're not talking about my wife then going on to moustaches.
No, I'm just...
We'll be having words.
No!
Again!
No, that's not what
about
I'm,
that.
That's not what I'm saying.
One day, right?
You made the connection.
One day, I was playing a message on WhatsApp that was from my wife.
Yeah.
And Johnny overheard a little bit of it, and he went, "Oi! Hello!" And I said, Johnny, that's my wife.
No.
And then Johnny got so upset with himself, he actually, for the first time ever, apologised to me.
No, I sent you a message.
Really sorry.
I sent you a message.
Many hours later.
Because I've been listening to Adele and
Adele!
And then the Johnny, complication. Right, please let me do this.
That's my wife.
Please let me do this.
Come on, my wife, moustaches.
No, no, not your wife. It was a segue into talking about a world record.
Thank you. That's exactly... Oh, right.
A world record.
Right.
That was broken in the US.
Come on. Right? Come on.
So, basically, it was the National Beard and Moustache Championships.
Yeah.
They set two world records.
Good.
89 people tied their facial hair together, and they reached 60 metres.
Oh, hang on. They tied their facial hair together with each other?
With each other.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And they made a single length of facial
moustache.
Hair. Yeah. Moustache.
How brilliant.
The length of a 20-storey building.
You mean the height of a 20-storey building, not the length of a 20-storey building.
Well, story could
surely.
It could be on its... could have fallen over.
At least it's better than you bringing my wife's weight into it now with a 20-storey building.
Well, you know, I'm not talking about your wife.
Go. Turn off Robin and Johnny. The morning show. Wake up.
Hi. Hi, FM.
A global study of
global
the
study.
4-day work week.
Oh, hello, Ehab. Are you listening to this?
97% of
participants yeah.
said that they like to keep it that way.
Keep it what way?
The 4-day work week.
4-day work
yeah.
week. Oh, so these are people who are doing the 4-day work
doing
week.
It, yeah.
Okay, right.
The other 3% were promoted to management.
Robin and Johnny in the morning.
It's how I wake up
on High FM.
My name is Robin Banks. Johnny's over there, Johnny Borrows.
Hello.
But me, Robin Banks, I've just thought of a brilliant radio idea.
Right.
To get people to call the radio station.
Okay.
And not doing like a question or a quiz.
That's the way to do it.
Or a topic. That was the way to do it until now.
Are you feeling a little bit unwell?
No. No question.
Okay.
I just said no question.
Okay.
All right? What we do, and this is genius.
Right.
This is genius,
okay.
And it's literally just come to me now.
I'm very looking forward to hearing about this.
So what we do is we get a sticker.
Yeah.
And you know those How's My Driving stickers?
Yeah.
And we put it with the phone number for the radio station, 22-000-959.
Yeah.
How's my driving?
Yeah.
And we put it on the back of Rachel Chew's car. Phones would be going crazy. All the time.
Oh.
We'd be inundated with phone calls.
We wouldn't know what to do.
We wouldn't know what to do.
However, those listening would realise what we've done very quickly.
Why?
When we answer the phone,
and it
wouldn't
screaming.
It wouldn't be hello, it would be like, how do you know?
What's she doing?
The worst of the High FM morning show.
With Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows.
On the Wake Up Show.
Johnny, can you please explain to me what the 5-second rule is?
So the 5-second rule is you're making some food, or
you've
got a bit of food, and then, oh no, you drop it on the floor.
Uh-huh.
But as long as you pick it up within the 5 seconds, it's fine.
It's
fine. The dirt hasn't transferred from the floor to your food.
Is it true or is it false? Do you subscribe to the 5-second rule?
Well, I'm a bit more hygienic than that, so I subscribe.
Are you though?
I subscribe to the 3-second
All
rule.
Right. Okay. So if you drop food on the floor, if you pick it up within 5 seconds, a lot of people think it's fine.
Yes.
Right? It's the 5-second.
Yes.
Rule. Good news, everybody.
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
They might be right.
Oh,
they might be right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those people. So the next time you drop that chicken McNugget on the floor, go ahead and pop it right back into your mouth. Right. You will be fine.
Really?
Probably.
Well,
there's this study out of Birmingham in the UK, Aston University in Birmingham, found that time does actually make a difference in bacteria transferring from the floor to your food. And as long as you get it off the floor in roughly 5 seconds, it'll probably be okay. Laminate and tiled surfaces transfer the most bacteria.
Oh, do they?
Okay. And wet foods like ice cream, who's picking up ice cream off the floor, pick up more bacteria than dry
foods. No, really? Yeah. But I've always thought, like, especially if you drop a big scoop of ice cream, as long as you get the top layer off,
you're fine.
Then you're fine. Yeah, that's not touching the floor.
The researchers also found that carpet transfers the least bacteria to your food.
Wow.
Right? Unless that carpet is in the High FM kitchen.
Ugh.
Then get ready for some weird cold sores and flaking skin. And not just from eating any food that you've dropped in
Just being there.
Just by walking in, Doesn't want to see you down. Doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry. Calm Larry. Calm Larry
is in town for you. You know, the strangest thing happened to me last night. I was walking home and I passed a slice of apple pie, an ice cream sundae and a lemon cheesecake. I thought to myself, the streets seem strangely deserted.
It's High FM, good morning.
Good morning, hello.
A guy in Sweden wrote his own obituary.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
When he died at the age of 92...
Was it, I told you I was old and sick? Was that it?
No, he wrote, I am dead.
Which technically is true at the time of reading it, if somebody is reading it, but not when he was writing it.
He's forward thinking, isn't he?
Yeah, I suppose.
It's forward thinking.
Yeah, that is an obituary, okay.
Short and sweet, I suppose.
I am dead.
I wrote here that I know what your obituary would be.
What's
which
that?
Was, I told you I was ill.
Oh, but yeah, well...
And you just proved that to me a minute ago.
Thank you.
There we go.
Of the High FM Morning Show with Robin and Johnny.
Recently, there's a 28-year-old guy.
His name
Artyom Sidorkin.
Of course.
He's Russian.
Right.
Apologies if I've said his name wrong.
You probably have.
If any Russians listening, I'm sorry about that. He started having chest pains. Then last week, he began coughing up blood, Johnny.
Oh, dear.
Which is not good.
No.
So he decided he'd better go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And when Artyom's doctors took an X-ray, they found what appeared to be a tumour inside his lungs.
Oh, dear.
So when they cut Artyom open to biopsy the tissue, they found something completely unexpected. What was it, do you think?
Toy car.
No. No.
Was it the prep for this radio show?
That's non-existent. He'd be fine.
No,
he'd be fine,
true.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Somehow, a 5-centimetre fir tree had sprouted inside this guy's lungs.
A fir tree?
A fir tree. Now, according to Artyom's doctor, and I quote, right? I'm going to quote. I blinked 3 times and thought I was seeing things.
Yeah. First of all, you get this guy's name wrong. And
we don't know if his name is wrong. I'm not Russian and neither are you.
And then you do a terrible Russian accent.
I think that Russian accent was on point.
Okay.
Now, I know what else you're thinking as well.
Right.
How exactly does a fir tree grow in somebody's lungs?
Yeah, where's the soil?
Well, Artyom's doctors aren't really too sure, but they're working on a theory that he must have inhaled a small bud, which took hold inside his lungs and then started to grow.
Wow.
Now, when I was a little child, I thought that if I swallowed apple pips, an apple tree would grow inside my stomach and kill me.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Needless to say, I was terrified to eat apples. So where am I going to go with this story?
Maybe it's true.
Maybe it is. Give me everything
you've got. Wake up. Robin and Johnny. Life advice.
From you?
Fashion advice.
From me?
No, from all, both of us.
We're, from both
we're,
of us?
We're both fashionistas.
Fashion, yes, I'd give you both of us, but not life advice.
Oh, no, I've got great life advice.
Yeah, but it's always wrong.
No.
Hey, look. You are digressing.
You agreed with me the other day.
The other day?
The other day you agreed with me on how to feed a child. Remember? There you go. See?
Slap it on the iPad.
If you'd like to save some money, stop paying for things on your card.
Stop paying for things on your card. Right.
Handing over notes and coins causes 20% more psychological trauma than using cards.
So pay for everything in cash.
So pay for everything in cash and you'll feel every penny.
But I know, it's not that, right? You pay for something in cash and when I go to get cash, it's just a hassle.
It is a hassle, you're right.
And it's trauma.
But that's the point. The fact of you having to figure out how much to give and then when you get the change back you've got to count it. You're clocking it over.
Right.
But when you go and you go boop,
it's just too easy.
It's just too easy.
Right, okay. So I'll save money and be like you.
But the researcher says that we need to be introducing ways to make paying for things more painful, to make us kind of appreciate or have a better understanding of what money we're actually spending.
That's kind of like saying, Johnny, it's your turn to buy a coffee. It's always painful for you.
I bought coffee yesterday.
Yeah, for the first time in 3 months.
I think I've got a solution to this.
What's the solution?
What we need to do is reintroduce guilt into paying.
Well,
okay?
You reintroduce guilt into your life all the time.
So, nothing says guilt more than a mother's disappointment.
Yes.
Our mothers can't be there every time we pay for something, but the next best option, I think every cashier, when you buy something, should just look at you and go, every time. And then you might feel a little bit guilty about buying it.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. Gotta wake me up,
gotta wake me up. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
With Robin and Johnny. Wake me up every
day. Johnny, have you got Amazon?
What do you mean I've got Amazon?
Well, no, no, I meant TV, Amazon TV.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime TV. he does have it, but not legally. All right, there's a new series on Amazon. It's called Fallout.
Yes, yes, I've been watching that.
Is it about my hair?
Robin and Shani in the morning.
On High FM.
Wake up!
Parenthood. Isn't so much about whether or not you're going to bribe your kids.
Yeah.
Because you start out by saying, no, you're not going to do that. Eventually you will, all right? That's just part of the deal. That's just the way it works. But knowing when and how to bribe your children,
okay,
that, let me tell you, is the real key.
Okay.
Which brings me to this.
Right.
There's a new study out that I was reading last night. It's about bribing kids, right? And about bribing kids to read. Even for as little as one reel a book.
Yeah.
They're saying can improve their standardised test scores and overall grades right across
the
board,
right? Surely you shouldn't just give them a reel. You should give them some stuff.
Some stuff.
Yeah.
If they read.
Yeah.
If they do it.
Mm.
What kind of stuff?
I don't know, actually.
Exactly.
I can't think of anything that would be less than a reel, so maybe just give them a reel.
Less than a reel. And kids will continue to do better in school even after those rewards stop.
Mm.
At the same time, I'm bribing kids just to get better grades.
Yeah.
Get better grades and I'll give you something, money, or getting higher test scores doesn't work as well because those, Johnny, are long-term goals. Right? You need to be in the moment.
Short-term.
Most kids don't have a clear enough understanding of how to actually do it.
Yeah.
Now, there's a guy called Roland Fryer Jr. He led this study and he says, and I quote, if you pay a kid to read books, their grades go up higher than if you actually pay a kid for grades. Isn't that cool?
Mm.
And that's what he says, right? He goes, isn't that cool? Is it cool?
I'm not sure it is.
It's not cool, Roland.
No.
It's not. Not as cool as kids reading and getting good grades on their own, simply because if they don't, they'll grow up to be total morons.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
With Robin Banks and Johnny Burrows. When I woke up!
Tim Hortons. You know who Tim Hortons are?
Yeah, I know Tim Hortons. They're the people that make make sandwiches and all that sort of stuff.
And coffee.
And coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, they do that.
Possibly what they're most known for. They may have to sell a lot of coffee to pay for this.
Okay.
Now, this isn't here. This happened in Canada.
Yeah, that's where they're from, isn't it?
There's a guy called Darren Stewart Jones.
Yeah.
He got an email from Tim Hortons last week telling him he'd won a 15,500 real fishing boat.
Wow.
Yay!
You didn't know that Tim Hortons did that.
Well, they do it in Canada.
Right.
It was the grand prize in a contest they've been running called Roll Up to Win.
Mm.
Now, as you could imagine, he was pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
Until an hour later when his buddy called him up and said he'd also won a boat from Tim Hortons.
Oh, who'd have thunk it?
Now, it turns out it was a mistake.
Oh.
Tim Hortons apparently told everybody they won a boat. So thousands of people, if not more, that have been told that they've won a boat.
But are you not contractually obliged to send everyone a boat? If you've told them you've won a boat...
They're not.
No?
No, because there's small print, there's the terms and conditions.
Well, we have the right to not give you a boat.
Basically, yeah. Right. So they've got terms and conditions.
Yeah.
They did send a follow-up email about an hour and a half later after they'd realised, telling people to disregard the boat thing. But there's a ton of angry Canadians now threatening them with a lawsuit.
There's
an angry Canadians, yeah. There's even a Facebook group called the Tim Hortons You Won a Boat Group 2024. And over 2,000 people have joined it as of just now when I just checked. And they're all demanding their boats, Johnny.
Can I join it?
We'll all just demand boats.
Where's my boat?
Maybe one might get through. Who knows? Now, Tim Hortons has the right to cancel, amend or suspend the contest because of the terms and conditions, right?
That's
what they put on there.
Yeah.
Now, they did also do something like this last year as well, because this happened in March 2023. They told a bunch of people they'd won over 3,500 reals in cash, and it was a mistake.
Is this a massive marketing plot?
It could be. Johnny runs the marketing for Tim Hortons in Canada. Feeling good today.
The worst of the High FM morning show
with Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows.
Dr. Howard Tucker. He's a US medic and he's officially the world's oldest practicing doctor at the age of 101.
Would you trust him though?
Well,
would you
trust him?
If you went in with a problem, would you actually trust Dr. Howard Tucker?
Plus, his prescription of a course of leeches is really out of date.
So get up. Are you ready?
Let's go!
Weekday mornings with Robin and Johnny
on High FM.
Take yourself back to your single days, Robin.
Oh, mate, please don't do this.
Yeah, don't think about
I'm looking at the time now.
Don't think about it too long, though.
Morning, Debbie. There was only you.
How far would you travel for a date?
Oh, mate, stop.
Would you consider going long distance?
I'd go abroad.
Would you?
I'd go to another continent. I'd be in another hemisphere.
Yeah.
I'd be like you, Johnny.
Yeah.
And to travel to Bahrain every other weekend.
No. I go there to see friends and nothing else.
Yeah, sure.
River Blake was talking to a guy that she met online.
Okay.
She was chatting to him for 3 years.
3 years?
In 2019, he slid into her DMs to tell her that she looked beautiful.
Oh, that's lovely.
Hang on, that works. Does that work? I never knew that worked. Here I am keeping myself from doing that. The guy told her that he was building a house.
Right.
He was building a house and he wanted to marry her.
Okay, beautiful.
And move her over there.
Over where? Where?
To where he was.
Right, okay.
She's somewhere in the US. Yeah. He's somewhere else in the US. It's a big country.
Oh, right. This is... Okay, right.
So they finally decided to meet. He offered to pay to fly her over.
Of course.
Nearly 2,000 kilometres.
Wow.
So she got on the plane.
Yeah,
she flew over there. She landed.
Right.
She sends him a text going, I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
And he texts her a selfie saying that he was on his way.
Right.
But she noticed on road signs in the picture that he was heading east, but her airport was west.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Simple mistake, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
She queried him about this, and she never heard from him again. So she spent a couple nights there and then flew home, and she's never spoken to him again.
And then he moved to Oman to do a breakfast radio show with me.
Get up in the morning. Robin and Shani in the morning.
The morning show.
Let's go!
Now, Johnny, I'm not asking you this question because I don't want to put you in a bad position.
Because you don't want to ask me.
I really don't want to hear the answer. Okay. And you won't want to answer.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Have you ever applied for a job and then noticed a typo on your CV? A mistake on your CV? Johnny, don't answer that question. There's a 21-year-old girl. Her name is Claire Schmidt. Mm. And she's been searching for jobs while she finishes up at university.
She didn't do what I think she did.
What do you think that she did?
Well, her name's Schmidt.
Schmidt. No, she didn't.
No, okay.
She didn't do that.
Okay, all right.
This is worse, I think. This is a lot worse.
Wow.
She recently applied for 4 jobs before catching a pretty glaring mistake on her CV.
Okay.
Near the bottom of the second page, she'd accidentally added a photo of Miley Cyrus. Specifically, an old one of Miley as Hannah Montana.
I have that problem all the time.
Standing next to a horse.
Yeah.
Now, she knows how it happened. She was taking a break from her job search when she saw this Miley photo online and thought it was funny for some reason.
Yeah.
So she wanted to save it and send it to a friend.
So she's copied it and somehow inserted it into her CV.
Instead of dragging it onto her desktop, she dragged it onto her resume.
Of course.
That was open at the time. Now, she almost cried, she said, when she realised, because who's going to hire somebody that obsessed with Miley Cyrus?
I don't know, would you not want to get the person in just to ask, why was Miley Cyrus on this CV?
She fixed the mistake,
but
there's no way to resubmit her CV that she's already submitted to these 4 jobs. And no, she hasn't heard back from any of the 4 jobs and doesn't expect to. The kicker is, right, there's an even worse thing.
Yeah.
She's not even a big Miley fan. Doesn't want to see you down. Doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry. Calm Larry. Calm Larry
is in town for you. Have you ever woken up in a panic, worrying that you overslept for work? It is such a stressful way to start your day. Oh, I wouldn't recommend it. Yesterday, I did just that. I woke up in a cold sweat, worrying that I was late. But then I realised I was already at work. I breathed a sigh of relief and I went back to sleep.
Hi FM, it's Robin and Johnny.
Hello.
Hello there. Insiders say Donald Trump continues to struggle to raise money.
Right.
And it's so bad that he may launch an account on OnlyTans. And some legal experts are really worried about the safety of the jurors in Trump's hush money trial that's going on.
Really?
Now, I don't know why, because Trump's supporters have always seemed very peaceful and rational people. When I wake
up, the worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
Johnny exercises, don't you? You still exercise.
I'm doing quite well at it.
When do you exercise during the day? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Well, I can't do morning because I'm here.
You exercise your
mouth
here.
I go to the gym, like afternoon, late afternoon.
Okay. There's no wrong time to exercise. Any exercise is better than nothing.
They say that you should go, like, first thing in the morning.
Ah, stop. Right. This that I read last night, this new study, big old study, says there could be a right time during the day. Now, people were tracked over 8 years. So this is a big old study, right? And those who exercised in the evening have a 61% lower risk of death from any cause compared to people who don't exercise, all right?
Okay.
Everyone who exercised was better off, but the people who exercised in the morning and afternoon only had lower risks of about 33% and 40% respectively, right? Compared to the 61% that exercised in the evening.
Okay.
So why is exercising at night better? They're saying it could be because our bodies are primed to handle blood sugar better later in the day.
Okay.
And fitting in some exercise in the evening might also lower our blood pressure throughout the night and into the next morning, therefore setting yourself up for this show.
gotta get up, let's get to it.
The worst of the High FM morning show with Robin and Johnny.
I got you in the morning.